Welcome to Divine Intervention from Dark to Light. I'm your host, Karen Young, and also a spiritual teacher. The purpose of my show is to gather, experience, and give voice to untold stories of the divine and how the divine intervened in your life and made a difference. I have questions. Have you ever experienced a dream of wonder and warning, divine healing, felt intuition, voice of a higher power? Been touched by an angel, had a near-death experience, or had a vision that resulted into divine intervention? If so, I'd love to hear from you at 1-888-624-6008. Again, 1-888-624-6008. I always like to say that it's a non-judgmental environment, that this is a healing space. Telling your story can possibly heal yourself and heal others. And I always like to say, which I believe, that there is a higher calling on your life, because there is. And tonight's subject and topic is, always think of cause and solution. I want to know, can we be the cause and the solution in our circumstances, in our lives at the same time? Could we be the cause and the solution at the same time in our lives? Are we the cause of our circumstances? Are we the solution of our circumstances? I happen to believe in my experience that we're both. I believe that we're the cause, and I also believe we're the solution. And when I mean we're the cause and solution, I believe we're the source. We're the source of our causes, and we're the source of the solution. Let me give you an example. I always talk about our inner conversations, and I always get back to this because this is the beginning, and this is how it starts. And I always talk about self, because it always starts with self. We always have to know that even though we are dealing with our set of circumstances and we're looking at them, good, bad, or indifferent, we're looking at our circumstances, but who's in it? We're in it. So we're co-creators in our own lives. We're co-creators in our own circumstances. And so though we don't necessarily pick the circumstances, but we're in vibration with it, if that makes sense. We're still in it. So we're still co-creators in it. So at the core of it, when somebody say, what is the cause of this? I don't care if it's a scientist. I don't care if it's somebody trying to figure out a problem. You want to know the cause of it. We want to know the cause. What started this? What was the beginning of this? And God is always the beginning of it. All right. Because he's the all power. He's the all power, all source, all of everything. And we're part of it. So we're co-creators in this power. But God gave us a choice. He gave us free will. And I really don't believe there was a God that just dropped us down here and to earth with no resources, no nothing. I know it feels that way. And I know it appears that way. And I know that circumstances make it so. It appears that we are alone, but we're not. And in some ways, guys, from my understanding, from source, in my experience, that in some ways we chose to be here. Isn't that something? We say, well, why would we choose to be here? I didn't even know. But it's the truth. We chose to be here, but this was on a spiritual level, on a higher level, and this is our higher selves wanting to come down to experience circumstances that's unlike our Heavenly Father, unlike whatever we experience in the higher realms. Because in the higher realms, we don't experience the things that we experience down here. But somehow we wanted to experience that, to forget who we were and find out who we were so we can work our powers and our demonstrations down here. To show love down here in this dense environment, if that makes sense. So we chose to come. Even asked to come. And God was in agreement with it. Because it's all creation. Even the bad things, it's still creative. Even when people do things, that's a creative thought. It's what thoughts and conversations you're having with yourself. What thoughts are you, I always say, which broadcast are you tuning into? Because there's a whole lot of broadcasting down here. Look at it, it's a whole lot of spirits down here with free will. And so what are you, and we do a mix of both. And that's because we're experiencing down here. We're experimenting down here. And all of it is God. All of it is God. I mean, it's only one power. It's all divine. You can't go wrong. It's all divine. But you can't make the wrong choices. So it's the consequences of your choices, and whether you know it or not. And that's why it's awareness that I really teach, that we remember who we are. That's why I always talk about knowing ourselves, knowing who we are. So we can make better choices. We can make the right choices. We can make the spiritual choices. We can be coming from a solution based in divine. And all our, most of our choices, because it ain't going to be all of our choices because we're down here. But our choices can be made in a divine way where we can steer ourselves clear of a lot of things we don't have to. Now, if you still go in the wrong direction, what you're going to do is you're going to have that experience. You're going to learn through that experience. But some of us don't want to keep learning through the same type of experience that we've been going through. And if the experience is hell on earth, we don't want to continue to go through it. So what's the cause of it? It's you. It's you yourself being aware of yourself as a spirit, being aware of your consciousness on what are you thinking, feeling on a daily basis, really moment to moment. What am I thinking? And it's more than thinking, what am I feeling? Because those are creative. And you say, well, I don't want to spend my time. Well, you, most of the time you won't be. A lot of times you will be, but if you are more, aware. Because when you're aware of yourself, you're aware of your spirit. It's your spirit self you're being more of aware. So then when you become aware of your spirit and who you are and more of who you are, you'll be aware of what you're doing and what you're saying. A lot of us is unconscious out here. Or we program. You hear me saying that we are programmed. Yes, I do. I say it. I know it. I am. But the thing is, we have to be aware that we program. If you're walking around here and you program and you don't know that you program from your friends, I mean, good and bad. I'm not saying it's all good, bad, and indifference. But if you want to take your thoughts, because our thing is that we're directing our thoughts, feelings, and emotions and power into the direction of good, the way we want it. Or with the way we're desiring, our heart's desire, or our spirit's desire. But if we don't know it, we're not aware of who we are, or we don't aware that we can change. And how can we change it? How can we get a cause or a circumstance that stands in front of us? We co-created and didn't know it, and we're blaming all the people that's around us. Sure, they are in fault a lot of times, but then, you have to wait until they change for it to change. And sometimes they will and sometimes they won't. But you're still dealing with your own circumstance. So what do you do? It's always coming back to you. It always come back to us. And that's why you always hear me saying, what are we thinking? What are we feeling? What are we saying? And not in yesterday's conversation, ongoing. What are we saying now? Because the present is the present. You can't do anything about the future. You can't do anything about the past. What are you thinking about saying now? And you just need to become aware of it. And if you don't like your life and the way it's going, watch what you're saying. Watch your environment, your circumstances that's coming to you. Because your circumstances, the outside world is only reflecting what the inner is. It starts within. And when I mean within, it means your inner spirit, your vibration. And you can't get away from it. You can't get around it because you're here. And everything you're thinking and about it, try to stop it. It's still going on and it's already happening. It's on automatic. So you might as well get to it and become aware of it so you can change it. Changing your conversation. because you're ahead of your evidence when you're speaking. You're ahead of your evidence in all you do in your conversation. So if you're out to say you're going to be a doctor or whatever, you're doing everything in that mindset to be a doctor. Everything, you're doing that now. You're researching, you're doing it now to become whatever it is that you could. You're ahead of that evidence. You're not a doctor yet, but you're ahead of the evidence because you're thinking and doing what you're wanting to. Oh, it could be anything, a nurse or whatever, mother or whatever that's going on with you. It don't have to be in. It's just your day-to-day life. What are you thinking, feeling, and becoming? Your spirit. So you own 24 hours. You're on automatic. This is God in you, within you, and you're co-creating. But you're making the choices. Because God gave us what? Free will. So I can use my cause to go out here and start a lot of problems for everybody. Who can stop me but me? I mean, the police can. You can go to jail. You'll have a circumstances for that too. It's still all in that vibration. It's still in there. So who's the cause of all this? We are. We might not be the cause of everything. These things was here when we got here. But whatever our spiritual collective was doing at that time is the causation. And we're in it too. So we're co-creating it. We're in agreement with it. So what do you want to agree with? What do your broadcasts say? What do you want your broadcast? I want mine to say divine positivity, divine light, moving in the right direction of help, love, peace of mind. Everybody want that. But some people don't seem to know that they can have a peace of mind because they so programmed in chaos that's their dominant thought. That's their dominant vibration. Or they feel like they get attention if they're in a messed up mood or bad mood. So what are they contributing to? They're contributing to the destruction, with attitude, with the words they say. I just say we just need to be more aware. And you say, well, I can't be aware of everything I'm doing. But if you just stop, you got times in your day, you're like, what am I thinking? What am I being? What am I feeling? And if you don't like the results you've been getting, and you don't like your circumstances that you've been getting thus far, take a look at your conversations, not just with people, but mainly with yourself. Are these self talks to yourself, are they helpful? Are they a good rapport? Are they in good nature? Are you saying good things about yourself? Because they can just be on autopilot because you've been saying it all along. You don't even know what you're saying to yourself because you haven't had a chance to really sit down and investigate who we are, who you really are. And that's who I always talk about. I always talk about who we really are inside. We're divine beings first. And if we can get that first early in the morning and get quiet and get with the divine or whoever you want to call it, God, Jesus, well, you're talking divine intervention. So, you know, the universe, and get with that, get in silence with that. And I always say this because it's so chaotic, guys. You already know in this world right here and now on the news right now, you can turn it on. You can turn with all the stuff going on. It's so much coming at us in our daily lives, in our lives, period. So where's the cause in your life? How are you being, what are you contributing in your life that's going to alleviate all this stress that's going on with you? Yes, you're the cause of your stress. I hate to say it. I mean, not saying that anything I'm saying is not anybody's fault. I don't want to come across like that. But I want to come across that if you know that you're the cause, you know that you're the solution too. So if you know, you say, if it starts with me, I don't care what it is that's coming through me. And we think life is coming at us, but it's coming through us. It's a mirror that only reflects what is going on with us. And when I mean us, look at the world. All these thoughts and everything, it has to be this way, and it's the only way. Because these thoughts and these conversations are out here in manifestation. whatever they are, the arguments on whatever, the arguments about whatever, the contrast that's going, and it's healthy in ways because it helps you see where you don't want to be, and it has to be so it can be opposite. So it is a necessity for it to be here, all of it. All of it is necessary, but you don't have to be in the part that's destructive, okay? You can be part of the solution. It's enough people on the destructive side, wouldn't you say? I would say my listeners, all of them wants to be on the solution side. So are we the cause of the solution? Yes. Are to be the enemy? Yeah, I found the enemy and it was me. Guys, I found the enemy and it was me. I found her. It was me. Now, what do I do with her? Because there's this constant conversation that we're having with ourselves. And believe it or not, all the horrible things that you see in the world that people can do, all of us are capable of doing it. You say, oh, no, we can't. All of us is capable. Oh, they're human, and they did it. And if you're not in the right vibration, and if you're not in tune with yourself, and you're letting somebody else, or you're programmed by something else or someone else, you could be it too. You could be all the things that we say that we don't want to be, we can be. Because why? It's a collective somewhere out there doing it. And are you tuned into them? Are you tuned into that broadcast that's being destructive? Because you got all this broadcast out here. So you want to pick and choose. And you can only have one thought at a time, so you can choose it, by the way. You can choose peace early in the morning. You can get with your day early in the morning, what type of day you want to have. Even though you started out and you didn't get enough sleep, you just say automatically, take your deep breaths, decide, thank you, Jesus, for this day. You chose it. You're here. You're breathing. You chose this day. You're the cause of your day. You're your own cause. You causing your day to be whatever it is you please to have it be. And if you decide, okay, I'm not going to choose my day, you may get a mixed day. You may get a day where, you know, nothing happens, everything happens, you know, and that's fine. And that's okay. But you want to be aware. You want to be aware, divine being. You want to be aware of what's going on with you. So you will know what's ahead. Like I said, your speech and your vibration, your conversation with yourself is your evidence is coming after that. Your speech is coming before your evidence. And all of it have a vibration. So you're getting ahead of it, and you always do in your conversations with yourself. Your conversations with yourself is more vital than any conversations you'll have with anyone else. And we all having conversations with ourselves. So we're the cause of whatever. And you say, oh, I'm not the cause. Well, I'll just say this. We're co-creating. We're co-creating causes. Okay? We're co-creating. And sometimes we don't know how these circumstances will present themselves, but it's still of a positive nature if you're putting that out. It's still of a positive nature. You're getting up and you're saying, bless everything, everybody, and in prayer, or you might not do it the same way I do it, but whatever. You wishing everybody well, your neighbor well, and you have that attitude that today is a great day. I'm going to go on and do my day. I'm going to make the best of it. I'm going to have a wonderful day. Everybody I meet and greet, it's going to be peace within. You know, peace within, you know, the person that's not doing so good, the bum that's on the street, or the homeless person that's on the street. I mean, excuse me saying bum, the homeless person that's on the street, the person that's not doing so well, you wish them well, you pray for them. Goodwill is coming from within. It's coming from the core of your spirit. Now, I mean, I ain't saying we can always be in this state, but if you let it be your dominant state, if you do this every day and be aware of your thoughts and in your conversation, and you don't like what your conversation is saying, if you listen, to your conversation to yourself, because you'd be saying it. Sometimes we just automatically talking. You know, I just want to, you know, do this, that, and the other. I want to, or, you know, I'm fat, or I'm whatever it is that's going on in our minds, or, you know, or she fat, even criticizing other people, or they don't look like this, whatever. Whatever your conversation is, I'm not saying that you catch them all, but if you just be aware of it, if the event is coming up, how are you saying, this event is going to probably not work out right, or you know how we think. I'm just talking in human thinking. I'm not picking on one or other. I'm just talking about human talk and human conversation. And so we'll pick out an event and know it's coming, but we're saying it's going bad ahead of time. Do you know about that? I do. An event that's coming up, you say, oh my God, you know, I might just not do that audition well, or I might not do this interview well that I'm talking. It may not go well. I'm not looking well, or I'm not intelligent enough, or whatever it is that's going on. You are already in conversation with that event, and we don't know how powerful we are. I can't stress that enough. We don't know how powerful we are, but because we have not paid attention to our inner conversation. We have not paid attention to our thoughts and our circumstances that reflect it. And so, and when that event come up, sometimes it'll come out different than what we, because you wasn't that so, you know, shut down the negative. I've had things where I thought that was going to turn wrong and they turn, you know, fine, or turn, it's like, oh, I thought that was going to. I'm not saying that. Sometimes it can. We don't always know, but just the awareness of your conversation and your good conversations too. I mean, if you're having good conversations with yourself and you're aware of it, it's like, oh, I feel so good. You know, it feels so good in conversation with yourself and with other people. Watch your conversation and what you're saying and what you're doing, because we're so powerful. We don't even know it. We do things and it comes to pass all the time, or it's coming. It's becoming into circumstances all the time. With some powerful beings on here. And God don't tell you how to choose. You choose. So you have to do your choosing. And when you choose within yourself, and people are not conscious of it a lot, and the ones that's conscious of it, fine. Continue to do what you're doing, and continue to have yourself talk in a positive way where, you know, this is your dominant. And then when you do it, I mean, it takes a while, and this just, it takes a while because we're so bombarded with what, who told us this, and our back talk and our childhood talk, all that is playing in the back of our subconscious mind. And in our current, we don't know that current talking and current conversations is powerful just as the subconscious. So it go hand in hand, all of this. So what the thing is you're your own cause and you're your own solution. And you can come from a solution and live from that solution. Something's going on, you get into the solution mode and you get into that vibration of, yeah, everything is working out for the highest good, for the highest good for me and the highest good for all, or whatever the situation is, that the outcome, you can't tell the outcome, but you're in that vibration, things are working out. I don't know how they are. And sometimes we don't. We don't know how the circumstances. But if you're in that vibration, you're paying attention, and you're in meditation, or you don't have to be not a meditation person, but you're kind of thinking about what you're saying and feeling and being, I'll just say, being more aware of yourself and who you are. It's about who you are spiritually. And when you know that, when you know that, you know, I'm a spirit, I'm choosing, and all thoughts are creative. Even the so-called negative ones, you know, are creative. The positive ones are creative. All thoughts are creative. But you know, by you being a spirit and you hearing yourself and you hearing others, the fact that you're hearing it, who's hearing it? So you know there's awareness beyond thought. You're not your thought. That awareness that I'm talking about is that is aware of your thoughts. And that's the divine. That's that Christ consciousness that's in you. That's God. That's that awareness. What am I thinking? Where do I want to be? Where the cause of this is? I don't care what it is. I don't care what project you start. You want to start with the cause of a positive start on it. You want to have, it's more than positivity. You want to have a vibration of godliness in your project and in all what you do because your relationship is with God. And so you want to have a set point of where you want to start in your cause, any cause. But if your cause is good, it's God anyway, even if you ain't calling it God. Okay, let's say that. If your heart is something and your heart is for a good cause, I mean, I want all the kids to be safe. I want to help the teachers. I want to be a teacher. I want to be whatever it is that you're doing. My cause is to help my children or be there for them, be present for them, or be a good mother, or be a good father. Whatever it is your cause of the day, or I just want to have a good day. Let's bring it down to just daily. I just want to have a good day. I want to go to work. I want to have a good day. I'm choosing. Okay. It's more than one. I'm choosing to have a good day. I already called a good day when I woke up. I said, Lord, thank you, Jesus, for this beautiful day. Or what a beautiful day. And you automatically start out with the quietness. You go into quietness and your conversation is with the divine, with the power that's all power. And so you in commune with that power. So whatever that's going on with you, you're in commune with that power. And whatever it is that you're asking is coming from that power. You're always asking. So what are you asking for? What is your cause? What do you want? What do you want to happen today? And we know we're all starting out for a terrible day. But if you don't know you're the cause of it and you don't know you're the solution of it. And like I say, you're an auto and you used to being in a bad mood and you get up in a bad mood and your attitudes are not in check and you blame everybody else. You don't even know where it's coming from. You have no idea that your world is mirroring you in many ways. It's mirroring you. And you say, well, why does this keep happening? I keep on having same person, the same people, the events that's coming to me the same way. Who's the cause of it? They're the cause of it. You know, everybody can be the cause, and it may be true, and it appears that way. But everything that you're thinking, feeling, and being is going to show up in this vibration. It can't be no other way. It's showing up in this vibration. And you say, I wasn't thinking about that. Well, you know, and I feel this way too. I feel like sometimes I wasn't thinking about, but I wasn't conscious neither what was going on with me. There's an inner conversation. There's a matter of fact, there's a whole inner life. There's an inner world with inside you. And if you don't keep it in check by being aware of it and being aware of yourself and who you are, it goes unchecked. And it's all these what? Broadcasting, and if you're not in check with it, you'll pick up a broadcast you don't want to pick up. And if you're not controlling, I mean, aware of your subconscious, like I said, somebody else can be running it. And you say, oh, where do all these crazy thoughts come from? You know, it's to be a random thoughts. I want to kill myself. I wasn't feeling about killing myself. What station am I on? But if you're on a depressed and you're depressed, and you don't know where it's coming from, and you think it's coming from the outside, and you think it's coming from the events. Yes, the events can affect you, but if you know that your inner is the true cause, and then you can change it. But we all have to change it within. We got to change it, and we got to be quiet. We got to listen. We got to listen to, and I listen to my angels, all of them, higher power. You have angels and spirit guides. I believe we all have them. And, you know, people can argue with that. This is me. This is me, this divine intervention talking. So we got spirit guides and angels. We're not alone down here. And you can ask for their help in any situation. You can ask for their help in any situation that you find yourself in. You say, guys, could you help me? Could you, angels, could you help me understand this? Or, you know, watch over me. You know, whatever it is, there's an angel for it. Your guardian angels is always with you. But if you don't know they're there, you are not tapped into the inner, and you're not tapped into those realms that you can get your help, or you don't know, and you think that just this down here, the five senses is all we got. And I know you guys don't, because you're divine listeners. You know that the five senses is not all we have. I mean, it's beyond the senses. And we are beyond the senses. So you have to tap into that, knowing that Christ consciousness, divine, is in it. In all your creations, you're just co-creating it with it. So you're not alone, but you do have a responsibility to direct your power in your thoughts. But think about it. You how else do you be in contact with? If you say, okay, there's no God, and then you decide, okay, there is a God, where else is it? You can't see him, feel him, touch him. It's beyond our senses, right? So you know that you have to go within. You got to go within, meaning that you got to get quiet to listen within, and then God will give you the messages if you stay still enough to. And sometimes I give a message and you wake, you're not in a place. He'll tell you through your intuition if you're paying attention to your intuition. But a lot of us are, because we know whether or not to go this right. It seems like it's a little weird this way. We use it all the time. So it's not that we dummies down here. It's not that I'm saying that. I'm just saying being more aware, more intense, meaning that be aware of your inner conversations, because you're with yourself. Look, I mean, guys, I mean, we're with ourselves more than anybody. I mean, we're on clouds, we're on our family, but guess who we're with all the time, 24 hours a day, is ourselves. And guess what? The conversation never stops. Okay? So we're directing in our conversations, what are we thinking? What are we really feeling? And if you really want to know what your beliefs are about things, you say, oh, well, I want to change my beliefs. Listen to your conversation. You talk to your sisters and your brothers and your friends all the time. And whatever given conversation, listen to what you say in your conversations. Yeah, say it be about men or women or politics or whatever it is that you feel strongly, or whatever it is. Listen to your own conversation. That's what you really believe. That's in your subconscious mind. It's coming out of you. It's coming out of you. So you listen. And if you're doing poorly in a situation, listen to that conversation that you're having. You say, I never get job. They never call me back, for instance. I'm just making, I always like to make examples. Say, I can't get pregnant. You know, I've been trying to get pregnant, you know, for years or whatever, or two times, whatever. I don't know what the subject may be. And if you always say, I never get pregnant, or nobody ever do this, these terms, I never get the job that I want to get, I never get the man that I'm getting, you listen to those conversations where you're having the trouble the most. Listen to your inner conversation and listen to your outer conversations, and see where the cause is. The cause is you're talking about that subject with negativity, you know, and things that you don't like, but you're talking about a creative. Your thoughts are creative. So your thoughts are creative, saying, okay, this is what she's talking about. We're powerful. We're constantly manifesting what we're saying and doing now in real time. So pay attention to your conversation, not in the past, in your conversations now. What are you saying to yourself? And listen to yourself. Or we can listen, because sometimes without talking with our lips, we can hear our inner conversation. What are they saying? You know, like I say, hey, wait a minute. I'm talking against the very thing that I'm saying that I want to do. Let me change this conversation. And you change your mind, change your conversation, and your circumstances change. Yes, they do. Yes, they do. They may not change right away, but if you keep at it, you will definitely see results. Because it is definitely like that. Ain't no way that you're sitting up here talking negative and expecting a good outcome. It's just no. Ain't no way you talking to your kid or spouse in a negative way every day in your conversations and you're going to get a positive report. You're not. You're going to get negativity back. Why did you say that to me? You're in conversation. Your vibration is going back and forth. Now, you might get a positive in report if, you know, they're afraid of you or whatever. But most of the time, you're not going to get it unless you're in a controlled environment and you have to. That's not free will. That's something else. That's abuse. So I'm not talking about that. But I'm saying whatever you're projecting out is coming right back at you. It's a boomerang. Just pay attention to the loop because there's a loop that's coming back at you. And so... And how you say it and watch our attitudes. My attitude can be really messed up, but it always come back. And since I know this stuff, it comes back to me even faster. I said, dang. Wow. I mean, yeah, I got back right quick. Whatever it was. You know, it feels to me, I feel it more because I'm more, you know, in tune with it. And I'm paying attention to it. So I'm more in tune with it. But if you ain't in tune with it, you know, if you're a person, I'm just saying, not saying all of them, just saying if you're a negative irate person, you know, you're not paying attention, you're not in tune, you getting this back, but this is normal to you because you came from a household probably like this. You know, some of us come from a household where it is combative. So it's normal to us. The person is talking is normal and it's all normal. Your conversations with your friends is normal. They talking negative or in a tone that's of an attitude nature or whatever. And it's still the same. You say, why I wake up with the same thing every day and the same thing is happening. Nothing's changing. Well, okay. Let's take a look at it. We always got to take a look at it. I don't care what it is. And I get mad. I'm like, but I was doing, but no, I thought I was being positive on this subject or whatever it is that I'm faced with. I don't want to take a look at it. Sometimes I don't. I get my attitude. I don't want to let it be the way it is. And it be, you know what I'm saying? So it's, you know, it's you. And God is not going to make you take a look at your life. It's not going to make you take a look at it, but sometimes it will, you know. God, that intervention will, if it's going to, the angels will step in. They will step in. Get so bad, they step in. They go in hospital or something really that we can't, it's like this spirit need help. They're going in. And then Acts, they're just divine beings and divine angels is always there to help us and guide us on our way, but they're not going to be intrusive to our, if you just say that I don't want this and that, you're choosing what type of life you want to live or be or have. Nobody can tell you how to live it, but if you want a peaceful life, which I do, I like a lot of peace. So I talk about having a lot of peace. I be, and it's more than talk about it. You live the peace within. You know what I'm saying? You be the peace and you live the peace because you're given the peace within. And I got a lot to learn. I got a whole lot to learn. But it's all what you're focused on. It's all what you're paying attention to that has your life. Whatever you're paying attention to, have your life. You're the cause of that. And you can be your own solution. And if you're positive or you want to change that situation, then it's you and God. It's always you and God. You in conference with God all the time. And you in that place. You're in that bedroom or you in that space where you like, God, I'm turning this around. How do I turn this around for the best, for the greater, for the higher good? For the higher good. If it's something that's in battle with you or with people or anything that you feel you're in conversation with God. He the one made us all. This is his work. So you're in conversation with power. And so therefore you in talk with him. You in conversation with God. And so you say, God, I want to change this around. How do I change this around? And you would get messages. You would get even dreams, how to change it. If you, you know, how do I stay peaceful? But you got to stay with it. It can't be, well, it didn't work. I was in conversation with myself. I said some positive things and, you know, this don't work. Well, you're not consistent. You're not consistent with yourself. You're not patient. You got to be kind with yourself in the beginning of your own investigation. I always say it. It's yours to try and to do. But you're never going to get away from yourself. So you're the cause of all, well, you of all what you, I'll just say what we're creating. You're co-creating. You're the cause of what you're co-creating in your life. On a day-to-day basis. So you don't like certain things because it may not be all subjects, you know, it's subjects that I need to work on that I am working on. I'm like, damn, okay, what am I saying to my, what is it that I'm believing about myself that's turning out like this? What am I saying to myself that's got me stuck? That I'll tell you one with mine, My struggle is, you know, I want to have all these streams of different incomes, right? And they have all these things on the internet and, Facebook, all these things that, you know, out there. And they telling you, you can have different streams of this and that. And you can have more income. And it's true. People are doing it. They have 5, 6 different streams of income. They're doing good monthly and all this. And, I've tried some of them, and there's a skepticism that I have to work out within myself, not the people. Okay. Yes, there are scams out there, but let me tell you, if I keep on with my inner conversation, Karen, divine intervention, Karen, if I keep on with this, thing, conversation and thoughts and feelings about these are scam artists out here out to get my money and having thoughts about scam. Guess what's on my mind when I'm trying to, encounter, all these streams of different incomes and getting my income up the way I want it and become successful at all these streams. If I'm thinking about scam, what? I'm going to attract scam because scam is on my radar. Do you understand what I'm saying, people? Scam is on Karen's radar. She's thinking about it. She's in conversation with it. So her vibration is with the scams. So when I go to put out my hook for the whatever streamline I call myself going, I want to, yes, I'm interested in this. I'm interested in that. Guess what? I'm going to pull up with my hook. And guess what? I'm going to get with my fishes. And guess what's going to get me? All the scam artists. All the people who I said, I know there's scam artists out here just out to get my money. Just giving you an example. And I know that they are out here and they lying saying that you can do. No, it's people out here really actually screams of income, more than 10, 15 screams of income, different types of income, doing it and really doing it and honestly doing it and doing it in real estate and all the subjects you can think. Because now it's an entrepreneur thing that's going on that wasn't before. And since COVID, it's bigger than ever. And we all can get involved in it if we want our income to go up. But if your conversations with yourself and with other people, and if, let me join other people and say, oh, don't go to that. Don't get these. They're scams, 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 scams. I'm not going to go. I'm not going to listen. I'm not going to join anything because you're too afraid to join anything because you feel like it's scams out here, which is true. Now, I'm not saying that it's not true, but where's my focus? Okay. So that's what I'm working on. And I always let you know and being honest with y'all and being transparent with what I'm working with myself. Okay. And it's more than that, but I'm just giving you an example. If Karen wants to go and get her income screen better, and get more income in her life and be rich or whatever it is that I'm striving for in my goals or more income, I'm going to have a different self-talk. I'm going to have different beliefs about what's out there for me. I'm going to have to clear all this up. and be on a different station, a different broadcast than what I've been on. Now, there's a station over here that's saying it's honest people that's doing this. There's a station over here that's saying, yes, there's a good real estate investment that you can do and learn about and get your income up. There's real sincere, whatever it is that I'm trying to get into that's out there, that's real sincere. And the people are really about their master class and master whatever it is that they're offering. They're truthful. They're really are trying to help people. And that's their life journey or their life. That's what they do for life. Or their life career is to help people get in business because they did it. They successful at doing it and they want to help people, regular people be successful, get more money, earn more and be more successful and get wealthy. You have those out there that's honestly doing it from their heart. I need to get on that channel. I need to get on that station. I need to get on that broadcast and say, yeah, I want to call out all the honest people to myself. And only honest people divine for the highest good that's out here trying to help. And stay on that. Can I do it overnight? Change over? No, I have to really work on myself to do it. I have to work on myself. Am I the cause? Yeah. Now I'm a cause for the all the scammers that's out there? No, they're the cause of their own scam. But I'm the cause of me attracting my direction of thought in their direction. Okay? I'm that cause. You have to be your own cause of what you're going to be in this life, in this world, in your circumstances. You got to be the solution. So then if I find out and say, okay, I want to start these streamlines and I start my vibration that way, I get into it, say I started, get into it. Now I got to live from the solution. I said I wanted this. Now I have to live from the solution and say, yeah, I know it's possible. I'm living from this solution now that it's possible for me to have 5 and 6, 7, how many screams I say I want. It's possible. Now I'm living from it. I know the divine is within me, helping me, the angels and all that I have what I need. And if I start out with, I have what I need, I have what it takes to become it. There's nothing in the world that could stop me from becoming. Why? See all these other entrepreneur people that's wealthy and healthy and doing these entrepreneur and is doing just fine. And they're also scams. There's people that they're scamming and lying to that they're getting it. But what am I focused on? What is my truth? So who's the cause? Who's the cause? I'm my own cause. On any subject, I'm the causation of any subject that's out here. God got everything and all things in between. Everything you can have. Everything is possible. But what are you focused on? All these things is out here. So we have to focus on things at a time. We can't think focus on all. But what things are we focused on? That's the question. Where's your conversation at in these things? I can't tell you. Only you know. Only you know your inner conversation. I can't say that, you know, what you should think or how you should think it. That's my job. That's not my job. I can only give you the information, give you the message. If it resonates with you, fine. If it don't, then don't. Continue to do what you're doing. But if it resonates you, it's worth investigating. And all you doing is on investigation really in this life for yourself. You're investigating yourself. So you don't like your circumstances that's coming before you. You don't like the way your life is leading. Change it. Change your mind. Change your life. And I'm not saying it's simple. I'll just say it's simple, but it's not easy to do. I'll just say that. But it's simple. Watch your conversation. Change your conversation and reframe it. To where you want it to be. Like I just said, are these honest people out here? Start out with honesty. Yes, they're honest people. Can I attract and can I attach myself to honest? Sure, I can attach myself. Do I believe? That's the question. Do I believe I can attach myself to honest people? And if I can, if I'm just saying it, then I need to go a little bit more deeper on my beliefs. Do I believe that? Why do I believe that there's only dishonest people? You know, where is that coming from? I mean, you just got to do a whole thing with your life. And you say, but you spend your life talking and find out about other people's life. Your life ain't worth you looking into or being aware of your own thoughts. You'll sit and watch TV and find out when pick their brain and find out what's going on with them or some other thing that, but we're never taught to just invest in ourselves. This is an investment in us. We're the cause of us in our lives, in our circumstances, and how we want to show up, how we want to be as divine beings. And I'm always saying that we're divine first, we're divine beings first. And somehow, you know, we forget that. And I know we forget it in our upbringing and in our programming of ourselves and how other people program us and how the world have programmed, society have converted us into this. So it's not our faults. It's never like it's not our faults in it. But then at the same time, you're not a victim either because you can change it. And it's nothing like you creating and co-creating your own reality and you knowing that whatever you're co-creating and you can't change it, that's the worst thing. To know that you can change it is powerful. Well, yeah, you say, well, I did get myself into this. Look at this. Look at this circumstance. This really is messed up. Okay. And I've said it and we've all done it. They said, what can I do to change it? And maybe it's nothing you can do to change it, but it's always another step toward it. Well, what can I do to feel better about it and know the next time if anything, something similar come up to like this, I'll know how to deal with it. Or you'll learn how to deal with it or whatever. But it's always in your constant conversation with your inner self. It's a constant conversation with your inner self. More than it is out here. So you watch both and you watch your life change. But like I said, it's simple, but it's not easy. It's simple, but it's not easy. Because all you have to do is on a daily basis, pay attention to what you're saying. If it's foul, it's vulgar, if it's against somebody, if it's to do something, revenge, anything like that, that's not the future, and that's not where you want to come from through your vibration. If it's anger, if you just need to get it out, fine. Honor it, get it out. But still, in conversation, after that, how can I make this better? What can I do to change my thoughts about it? How can I be in a different vibration? Or change my point of view, I want to say. If you don't want to say vibration, how can I change my point of view? In a better point of view. And sometimes better just have to be, because whatever it is you're angry about, it can't be a 100-degree different that fast. Whatever it is that you're in conflict with, you got to use the word better. How can I make this better within myself? Because it's always you trying to navigate in a better position, in a higher vibration than you are in or than you were in. So also you can better to navigate yourself. Be present in the moment. To be happy in the moment. To be yourself in the moment. To be who you really are. To be the cause and the solution at the same time. Yes. We're the cause and the solution at the same time. But once you find out where the solution is, live in that solution in your imagination before it happens. Say, I'm going to live and I'm going to get those, for instance, for me, get those 5 screens. But I got to be living in my imagination within, knowing that things is going to work out. You don't know how all of it's going to work out, but you're trying to work it out through God in your imagination. In your divineness. So I hope that helps and that we're the cause and solution at the same time. My next show, is September the 4th, 2021, 8 o'clock p.m. Central Time. And I hope you have a good weekend. I love you, and I hope that helped. And I hope that helped in all your solutions. And good night. I love you, and have a good night.